Hello, and thanks for joining us for this Search CRM podcast. I'm Lauren Hoyt, Senior Editor, and I'm here at the International Contact Center Management, or ICCM, show in Toronto. Joining me is Eric Zbkowski, a Managing Partner with MetricNet. Eric, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Lauren.
For those listeners who may not be familiar, can you start off by talking a little bit about MetricNet and your background in the call center industry, Eric?
Sure. MetricNet is a company that's involved in information technology consulting. My role in the company, along with that of Jeff Rumberg, is to head up the customer satisfaction, help desk, and call center consulting practices. The work we do for IT organizations, call centers, and help desk worldwide really spans the spectrum from benchmarking assessments to consolidation studies and offshoring and outsourcing analyses. Typically, the companies that we work with are looking to attract more customers, exceed expectations with current customers, improve their operating performance, or reduce their overall costs. And we help them achieve the objectives in many ways, including benchmarking and assessments, as I just mentioned. MetricNet has been completing benchmarks for about 3 decades now, and it has the most comprehensive database in the industry on process and performance metrics. I individually have been analyzing the call center space for about 15 years now, Lauren.
Thanks for that background. Now, Eric, you gave a couple of presentations here at ICCM today, and in one of the presentations in particular, we heard a lot about how metrics can make an impact on cost in the call center. What metrics or KPIs have the biggest impact on the bottom line, in your experience?
Well, the metrics that have the biggest impact on the bottom line of technical support contact centers in particular are certainly cost per contact and quality as measured by customer satisfaction. These are what we consider to be the foundation metrics, and they are really the holy grail of key performance indicators. In fact, some would argue that they are the only things that matter, and if you're focused on something in the tech support call center that has no impact on cost or quality, then it's not worth doing, period.
Can you provide some tips for tracking those metrics in particular and let our listeners know what to keep an eye on for ways to potentially reduce costs?
Sure. Essentially, you'll want to measure customer satisfaction via third-party objective surveys. And there are many different types of these: phone survey, flash survey, email survey, event survey, focus groups, and the like. Each of these range in effectiveness depending on your approach, but you'll have to make sure that you're surveying your customer within 24 to 48 hours of the event taking place. You'll also want to make sure of the following 8 items in total: that you keep your perspective and you know your business drivers before going down the survey path. Number 2, you identify purpose. Number 3, you define the scope, making sure you include importance, satisfaction, and customer values. 4th, you gain management commitment. 5th, you share the results internally of the customer satisfaction survey. 6th, you take action. 7th, you measure progress over time. And then 8th, you implement continuous improvement that's well aligned with the business objectives. Now, to measure cost per contact, you take your total fully loaded cost divided by total contact volume. And the numerator includes things like salaries and benefits of everybody working on the desk, not just agents, but management, team leads, QA, QC, supervisors, workforce schedulers, et cetera. We also add to the numerator facilities costs, telecommunications costs, desktop technology costs, and travel and training costs. The denominator includes all contact volume by live voice, voicemail, email, web, walk-in, fax-in, etc. So again, to measure the cost per contact, total fully loaded costs divided by total contact volume.
Okay. And cutting costs in the call center is important, but certainly not at the expense of quality. Are there any surefire ways to cut costs without having to worry about sacrificing quality?
Good question. To find options that can reduce your costs per call without sacrificing the quality, you really have to take a closer look at the drivers of cost per contact. The key drivers of the cost per contact metric are agent utilization, and here you can improve workforce scheduling practices, establish agent utilization goals, and eliminate the backshift if appropriate. Another driver of cost per contact is call handle time. You can provide additional agent training to help with that. Third, average speed of answer. Now, you might be able to back off a bit on the service level to help with cost per contact without affecting your quality in a negative way. As your speed of answer gets faster, your cost per contact goes up, but too many contact centers live and die by this metric. It's really unfortunate. The reality is that you can be stellar at ASA, but your call quality won't improve that much. That said, if you're stellar at ASA, your costs are probably sky high. You could likely back off on this service level as well. Fourth, abandonment rate. It's a similar scenario to ASA. As your abandonment rate improves, costs can skyrocket with very little improvement on customer satisfaction. So you may be able to back off on this service level as well. And then finally, you have the IVR completion rates. You can look to potentially re-architect the interactive voice response unit to drive more volume through an agentless channel.
Okay, and which KPIs have the biggest impact on quality? Is it the obvious metrics, perhaps like customer satisfaction or first call resolution, or are there others to consider?
First call resolution and customer satisfaction are for sure the things that we would focus on. We consider customer satisfaction to be one of the foundation metrics, and FCR has a not just a positive correlation on customer sat, but we've done the statistical tests, we've done the analysis, and we even find a causal relationship between FCR and customer sat. Now, if you dig even deeper, you should look at things like agent training. We've seen dramatic changes in call quality by increasing the training of both new and veteran agents. Essentially, the knowledgeable agent solves the problems faster, and it can make for better quality calls. Another issue would be agent satisfaction or agent morale. This, oddly enough, is a factor that many contact centers don't consider tracking and trending over time, but it's vital because this particular metric can ripple through not just the impact on quality, but many things other than quality within the pool of key performance indicators. Another thing, agent salary is very important. And we're finding as one of the mega trends, as I mentioned in one of my presentations earlier this morning, increasing agent salaries is the norm these days. Why? It's because they're finding a bigger bang for their buck, a bigger return on their investment. The higher they're paying their people, the better the talent they're attracting and so forth. Also, call handle time. And then finally, customer service soft skills like courteousness and professionalism would be metrics I would consider.
Great. And in your presentation earlier, you also talked about some technology options that are low cost, yet can have the potential to dramatically reduce cost per call. Can you share that information?
Sure. You can reduce costs by using certain remote diagnostic tools like Tivoli and NetMeeting. You could optimize workforce scheduling with a tool like Blue Pumpkin, and that would positively impact costs. But I believe that we're better off focusing on people and process factors like agent utilization, call handle time, training, agent satisfaction, and the like, as opposed to just throwing money and technology at our issues.
Okay, and how many metrics are too many? How many should centers be tracking?
Well, some of the common contact center KPIs are grouped into Uber buckets. Certainly within MetricNet, we look at things like cost, quality, productivity, agent factors, service level, and call handling. Typically, when we do any type of benchmark, we'll look at anywhere from 25 to 30 key performance indicators. But if you talk about the key performance indicators that matter most, there are really five in total plus an aggregate measure. And let me go through those in detail. Number one is cost per contact. Number two is customer satisfaction. Now, to the extent that any business is in business to have the highest level of quality and the lowest level of cost, almost by definition, you have to be tracking those two metrics. They're the end-all, be-all. And as I mentioned before, if you're doing something, especially in a technical support contact center, that doesn't have an impact on either cost or quality, most people would say you're wasting your time. Another very important key performance indicator that matters most falls in the Uber bucket of productivity, and that is agent utilization. Now, agent utilization has many different components to it that drive cost per contact. So there's really a ripple effect and relationship between many of these very important factors. The other one would be agent satisfaction. I'm surprised, again, as to how few contact centers measure that over time and track and trend it quarter over quarter, year over year. The reality is a happy agent is a productive agent. A productive agent is more effective and hence goes customer satisfaction. So just by keeping your agents happy, you can actually increase customer satisfaction over time. And then finally, of course, you have first call resolution rate. And this is going to be the major driver of customer satisfaction. I mentioned it before. It's the causal factor. In fact, it's not just a positive correlation between the two. There's a causal relationship between FCR and customer sat. Finally, the sixth measure is the aggregate component, and that is the balance score. This is the only measure that has the all-inclusive ability to show you and articulate in one number how your contact center is performing month over month, year over year. It is also an easy way to articulate to the layperson who may not understand the difference between an abandoned call and an ACD, what it is and how it is that you're performing time after time.
Great. Well, Eric, thanks for joining us today and sharing your insight on call center metrics and key performance indicators.
My pleasure, Lauren. Thank you for your time.
For Search CRM, I'm Lauren Hoyt.